A fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return to us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Lone Silver, the Silver Coast, and Silver!
The Lone Ranger was alone in his camp on the outskirts of the town of Greenville. It was morning, and the ranger was currying his great horse, Silver, whose white coat shone in the sun like burnished metal.
Hey, boy.
The masked man chuckled as Silver arched his beautiful neck and switched his tail.
You're kind of frisky this morning, aren't you, boy? Hey there. Stand still, old fellow. Put on the finishing touch. What's wrong? Oh, it's Tonto. He's back early.
Well,
Tonto, you got back sooner than I thought you would. Was there a telegram from Ben?
Here came something.
Well, take a look at it. Should be starting back soon. Like nothing. He's taking a stage from Deepville in 2 days.
People in town say Ben has holed up stage again last week. You think him safe?
Another hold up? Maybe we'd better ride to meet that stage, Tonto.
Well, we get more than halfway there in 2 days.
I wonder if all these holdups have been to the same outlaws.
Sheriff say, yes. Then plenty smart. Leave no trail to follow.
All right. We'll leave today. I'll feel safer about Dan if we get him off that stage. Is there any more news?
You hear Tonto say, Tombstone Newton, own ranch near Deepville.
Tombstone Newton, the sharpshooter?
But
he finally gave up show business. I hope Dan had a chance to meet him. I've always wanted to.
Tombstone Newton's huge frame sprawled in a big chair in the living room of his small ranch house. The late afternoon sun poured through the windows and open door, giving Tombstone the light he needed for the job he had started on the thick, smooth wall opposite him. He was completing the picture of a woman's face that he had drawn with bullets from the .245 that he held with the hands of an expert.
Well, about there's the ear. Now, let's see. By golly, I keep forgot a left eyebrow. That does it. Don't look much like Maggie, but it's a darn good job.
Whoa.
Oh, there's Maggie now.
Myself. I think
you make these good looking. Goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Tackleby. Hey, Maggie. Stop just a minute. Hold still.
Why, that very idea. Tombstone, you mean, son of Satan, that's the nastiest trick you ever did.
Why, Maggie, what's wrong? You ain't never been mad before when I shot at you. Why, I've been shooting at you for 18 years.
I ain't mad at you for shooting at me. But shooting the rose off my bonnet is something else. Well, I get another.
Oh, now, honey bun, the way it was bobbing around, I just couldn't help it.
Tombstone, our nice new wallpaper, look what you done.
Oh, now, Maggie, I just got kind of lonesome for you and drawed your picture. It's good, don't you think?
Well, I gotta admit, you can still do it as good as ever. The mouth's a little crooked.
Oh, I done that a purpose. It caused your smile kind of crooked. Oh, wait. Another bubble will fix it better.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Oh, thanks, honey.
You're
still my old partner, honey. You know, for a minute I got worried that you were getting to be a nagging wife on account of us settling down.
Well, I'll admit I like settling down. Having a home, being part of the community.
Them women at the sewing circle, was they nice to you?
I had a fine time.
Oh.
Mrs. Wilkins was there from the Wilkins ranch, about 15 miles out of town. She asked me to spend a few days with her sometime when you're away. We've got a phone scene. We're going to make dresses together.
Oh, well, honey, you sure made friends in a hurry.
Somebody's coming to you, sir.
Yeah. Oh, it's Bob Blackstad. He owns the stage line. Come on in, Bob.
Hello, Mrs.
Newton. Hello, Mr. Blackstad.
Hey, come in and sit down, Bob.
Thanks. Just stay a minute. I got a favor to ask of you, Tombstone.
A favor? Why, sure. Anything I can do.
You folks are kind of new around here, but everybody knows about you, Tombstone. How you can shoot, I mean.
Oh.
Tombstone's the best shot in the way.
Oh, no. Yeah, he gave us a few samples at the Petrol Bell Cafe the other night. I suppose you've heard about the holdups we've had on my stage line.
We sure have.
Well, I'm worried about a load of gold that goes out of here day after tomorrow. That gets stolen. A lot of people in town will lose money. I wondered if you'd take the job of guarding it for me.
Why, sure I will. And if them outlaws are fool enough to try and hold us up, I'll guarantee to bring them back with bullet holes between their eyes.
Well, that's a big release to me. Stage leaves detailed day after tomorrow.
I don't like having him go.
Well, you go over and stay at that lady's house, Maggie. The one with the sewing machine.
She wanted me to go with her tomorrow. She's staying in town tonight. I told her I'd go some other time.
Then we'll go to town tonight and tell her.
Then it's settled. You'll do it.
I'll be glad to, Bob.
Well, thanks a lot, Tombstone. I'll see that the news is spread all over that you're going to guard the stage. That ought to scare anybody out of the idea of robbing it.
Well, I hope it scares them.
In a blind canyon about 10 miles out of town, three men sat around a campfire. Black Jack Kelly, a big man with a hard, cool face, poked the burning log viciously.
Way past time for Mac Woodruff to be here. Gotta have that information if the stage is pulling out tomorrow.
Well, Mac has to be careful. The sheriff is probably watching him like a hawk. Remember, he was driving the stage when we held it up the last time. Some of the passengers complained that he didn't put up too much resistance.
Don't worry. Mac will get here.
Now, listen.
That's you, Mac.
Yeah,
Biggity.
Buffalo Bill.
About time you're getting here.
Now listen. Them hombres had even a faint idea as part of this setup that hang to the nearest cottonwood.
Well, Flagstad sure ain't suspicious that he'd never let you drive that stage tomorrow.
Is everything set to go?
It's dead all right. Provide you three want to start fertilizing prairie grass.
What are you talking about?
Flagstad hired a new guard to go along on the stage with me tomorrow.
Well, what of it? We ain't afraid of a guard.
Well, this ain't an ordinary guard. Tombstone Newton.
Tombstone Newton?
Sharp at a small ranch near town. Seems like he's taking on this job as a favor to the townspeople.
Well, there's three of us and only one of him.
Well, she'll be glad he's shooting at you and not me. Why, he's the fastest and deadliest shot I ever seen.
I never seen him, but I sure heard plenty about him. If he's on that stage, you can count me out.
That's turning yellow, are you, Hubbard?
Hubbard's right. Maybe he'd only get two of us before we got him.
But them two would be very, very dead.
You mean you want to call off the holdup just on account of this fella Tombstone?
I think maybe Craig's dad had that idea himself when he hired him. What does Tombstone look like?
He's a big fella. About the size of Jake here. Got a mustache like Jake's, just a little darker.
Size of Jake and a mustache like him.
Yeah.
We could substitute Jake for him on the stage. We could train Tombstone.
Yeah. I don't want no part of that, hombre. You
tell me. Wait a minute, Jake. Maybe Black Jake got something.
Huh?
Tombstone asked me today if the stage went past the Wilkins ranch.
What's that got to do with it?
Tombstone's wife went there yesterday with Mrs. Wilkins. She stayed for a week while he's gone. Now, he's crazy about that wife of his. He's known they've been married for 20 years.
And you say he's dinged.
That's his one soft spot. He wants to stop and say hello to her on the way tomorrow. I told him the Wilkins ranch is on the trail to take.
But we can't do anything at the Wilkins ranch. The place is full of people.
Tombstone don't know where it is. I could stop someplace else, couldn't I?
Yeah. That cabin about 3 miles past the Wilkins ranch. The empty one. That's where we'll get Tombstone.
You think I'm kind of a sissy, don't you, Mac?
What
to stop and see Maggie when she's just been away for 2 days?
Why, of course not, Tombstone. Don't stay too long, though. Passengers might not like to be delayed.
I'll just stay a minute. I just want to surprise
you. Well, here's the place. Just ahead of me.
Hey, that's just a little house. I thought the Wilkins ranch was a big place.
John Wilkins is building a bigger one back over the hill. They're living here temporarily.
Ho there, ho! Ho, steady there! Ho, ho, easy there! Ho, easy.
I'll just be a minute. Now, you hurry up, Tombstone. Easy there. Say, I wonder if I could see Mike. Grab his hat, Jake. Here. Where's his bandana? Change jackets with him, too. I'll get him tied up and get his guns.
Keep your head down, Jake, or you get up on top of the stand so the passengers can't see you.
I will.
Tell Mac to take it easy. Give us time to get cross country to Indian Gully.
Right.
There. I'm ready.
Do I look enough like him?
Enough to get by. There.
He's coming through.
Yeah, it's all right. He ain't got a gun, man.
I get his hands tight. You tie his feet.
Jake made it all right. You better put Tombstone on that cot.
He's too heavy. Let him lie on the floor. I'll leave his guns on this table.
You ain't going to leave his guns here, are you?
Sure I am. One of us will come back and turn him loose tomorrow. When the posse catches him, I want him to have his guns on him.
Where am I?
Now you just lie quiet and don't give us trouble. We're leaving you here. Some will be back tomorrow to cut you loose.
Where are you? Pack of yellow rats. I'm all tied up.
Gag him, Hubbard. You'll have to do plenty of talking later, Tombstone. You better save it.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. Three passengers rode inside the lumbering stage as it neared Indian Gulf. Mr. Alsop, the banker, his wife, and Dan Reed, nephew of the Lone Ranger.
Oh, it certainly is comfort to know this stage is carrying him so neat and star. Don't you feel enough mind to cure that name?
I certainly do, Grace. Are you going to the end of the line, son?
Not quite. I'm meeting some friends.
Dudley, look. Those men on horseback with bandanas over their faces.
But it looks like a horse.
Covered in there. Just sit quietly, nothing will happen to you.
Well, we won't give you any trouble.
All right, Tombstone, bring down the gold. We got the horse waiting for you. All right.
Tombstone, why didn't you speak?
He's probably the band of outlaws. Surprise, ain't it? You thought Tombstone was going to protect you.
Why, that dirty double crusher. He's been the leader of these outlaws all the time. Look, he's taking the gold.
All right, driver. Get going and keep going. Get up! Get up,
boy! We'll get Tombstone for this. The telegraph station. I'll notify the sheriff and Deakville to get a posse out after Tombstone Newton.
Van Reed got off the stage when he saw Tonto on the trail leading his horse Victor. As the stage rumbled away, they were joined by the Lone Ranger, who was waiting behind some rocks. It was many miles back to Indian Gulch, but on the way, Van told the masked man what he knew.
Did you know Tombstone Newton, sir?
No, I never met him, Dan, but I've heard about him. He always had a reputation for honesty.
If posse catch him, then mention that he...
Here's Indian Gulch. What's the...
Golly, I just thought of something.
What, then?
You remember that little deserted cabin where we stopped to get water? The one near the Wilkins Range? We stopped there about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Tombstone went in there for a minute before the holdup. I hadn't thought of it till now.
He must have been. Maybe that hideout.
There's nothing in that cabin. I don't see why he'd stop there.
He didn't stay in there very long.
Toto, you and Dan see if you can pick up the trail of the outlaws from here.
Well, this place is all rock. Maybe we can't find the trail.
We'll try it anyway. I'll go ahead to that deserted cabin. I'll wait for you and Dan there.
You come back sooner than you said you would. What are you going to do with me?
I'm afraid I'm not the man you expected.
You untie just one hand and I'll fight you with it. Was you the one that hit me on the head?
No. And by the way, who are you?
You know darn well who I am. Driver of that stage is part of your gang, too.
Driver of the stage?
Why'd he tell me this was the Wilkins branch and make me think I'd find Maggie here?
Are you too, Sir Luton?
You know I am. That's why you ain't untied me. What do you aim to do with me?
First of all, I'm going to try to convince you that I'm trying to help you.
Now, listen, no masked man is going to convince me of anything.
Oh?
Not when you probably held up the stage after getting me off of it. Now, I'll be the laughing stock of the town, and Maggie and me won't be able to live here anymore.
It's a lot more serious than that, Tombstone.
Nothing could be more serious than that.
There'll be a party looking for you tomorrow. You'll be blamed for the robbery.
What?
They must have put someone who looked like you on the stage in your place. That man went off with the gold after the holdup. The passenger saw that happen.
So that's how you're working it. You want me to run away so the sheriff will think I'm the guilty one, huh? But I won't do it. I'll go straight to town.
Does this mean anything to you, Tombstone?
What is it?
Have a look.
A silver bullet.
Yes.
Well, I've heard of an hombre that shoots him, but he ain't an outlaw. Why, you double-crossing sidewinder. How are you trying to pretend you're the Lone Ranger, huh? You can't fool me. Nobody but that bunch of backstabbing yellow skunks knew I was here. You're part of them. I know it.
Tombstone, how much of a gambler are you?
I ain't a gambler.
I can prove that I can outshoot you if you believe I was the Lone Ranger.
Now, listen, mister. I ain't bragging. But nobody can outshoot me.
Would you be willing to let me try? And if you lose, do anything I say?
And if you lose...
I lose. I'll go with you to the sheriff.
You mean you'll untie me and give me my guns?
You'll give me your word that you'll play square.
Listen, stranger, if you've got nerve enough to do that, I gotta admit I'll have too much respect for you to try shooting you, even if you are an outlaw.
That'll untie you. Their guns are here on the table.
You mean they left my guns here?
Yes. I'm beginning to see their plan now. You went to town with their guns on. Nobody would believe your story.
I still can't figure you out, Masked Man. Before them sidewinders left, they said someone would come back tomorrow and untie me. Now you come along in a mask to do it. Now you want to have a shooting match. I can't figure what your game is.
There, you're free. Here are your guns. We'll go back in the canyon to shoot. We'll have to hurry. There's not much daylight left.
The two men stood side by side in the fading daylight. They faced the target, the end of a small tin can wedged between the rocks.
All right, Tombstone, you're first.
Yep, here goes, right through the middle.
You did it.
Yep.
You hit it dead center.
Hey, you want to put up another can?
Oh, that one will do.
Hey, you missed it.
I didn't miss it. Look at the rock behind it.
Well, I'll be a cross-eyed maverick. Why, your bullet went through the same hole.
Maybe I was just lucky.
Say, I'm beginning to wonder.
This time, let's try something hard.
As the sun sank lower, the contest went on. Tombstone tried every trick shot he knew, but the Lone Ranger matched every one until finally...
You did it! Jump on, G. Hossam, but you did it.
Why,
you beat me.
Tombstone, you're a hard man to beat.
Hey, listen, Masked Man, you've got to be the Lone Ranger to shoot the way you've been shooting. You convinced me. Hey, there's an Indian.
Hold it, Tombstone. He's a friend of mine. Did you find the trail, Tonto?
Then men plenty clever. And not lead trail. Then waiting up at cabin. What we do?
Tombstone, are you willing to help us?
Well, what do you want me to do? Seeing as I lost, it's up to you.
Didn't you say someone was going to come back here to cut you loose about it tomorrow?
Yeah, they did say that. I don't see why they'd bother to do it, though.
They want you to swing for the holdup. By tomorrow, the posse will be looking for you. They found you, the hunt for the others would be delayed. You'd be blamed for it all. And you certainly wouldn't be guarding the stage anymore, in case they want to hold it up again.
I see, but what can we do?
Stand watch in the cabin. Nobody has come yet, or he'd have warned us. I want you to go back and let me tie you up the way you were.
Oh, now, that's more. It's plenty hard, and being tied up ain't any fun.
Oh, Tombstone, you lost that shooting match.
Oh, yes, I forgot that.
Sometime tonight or early in the morning, someone will come to untie you. He'll be hiding and watching. When he leaves, you can ride Dan's horse, and we'll follow him.
And we can find their hideout. Jump on, Jupiter. Fly with you beside me shooting the way you can. We'll make them yellow polecats dance like spiders on a hot stove.
Through the night, the Lone Ranger and Tonto took turns watching the cabin from their hiding place nearby. The dawn was brightening east in the sky when Tonto quietly wakened the masked man.
He must have it.
That fellow?
Man coming horse. Him go in the cabin.
The horse is settled. I'll watch to see which way he goes.
Ah, he got it.
Blackjack and Hubbard were breaking camp when Jake rode into the hidden canyon. Blackjack went toward him eagerly.
Everything all right, Jake?
Yeah, he's over there just the way we left him. I'm tired. I didn't have no trouble getting away. He was so stiff he couldn't move.
You better hurry.
Hey,
Mother,
my hand. Someone shot it off.
Look at your hand. Reach
right there. They're up there on the canyon wall. I see them.
Oh, my hand! They stuck here, the man. Say to reach. Get them up all here. I'll put you. Get up
your ears. Oh, my ears.
I don't know we can do it.
The Tombstone.
I got someone with you to shoot better than that guy. So if you want to shoot loud, we kind of enjoy doing it.
No, we won't shoot. Look, here comes an Indian.
Take your guns, Toto. The men walk out of the canyon in front of it. And if you try to get away...
You said you wouldn't shoot in the house anymore. Oh, no. I just fixed up your picture, Maggie. I knew there was something missing. It was that mole on your left cheek. Hey, did you do your chopping?
Oh, Tombstone, it's wonderful how the whole town is talking about you bringing all them outlaws in the way you did.
Well, now, I keep telling you, Maggie, I didn't do it alone.
You know it, but nobody knows them anywhere else. Here they rode away. There's even talk that you'll be the next mayor.
Mayor! Well, Maggie, well, that sure looks as if we're going to be a real part of this community, don't it?
Tombstone, I'll be so proud of you. Mayor of the town and the best job in the world.
Well, it's only fitting that a wife should think her husband is best, but I sure hope you never meet a masked man on a white horse.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.